Good morning, everyone. My name is Robert, and I will be your conference operator. Welcome to Mexoren's fourth quarter 2019 conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. There will be a question and answer session after the speaker's remarks, and instructions how to proceed will be given at that time. Mexoren issued its quarterly report on Wednesday, February 12th, after the market closed. If you did not receive the report, please contact the investor relations team, and they will email it to you. Please note that this call is for investors and analysts only, and questions from the media will not be taken, nor should the call be reported on. Any forward-looking statements made during this conference call are based on information that is currently available. Please refer to the disclaimer in the earnings release for guidance on this matter. Today, we are joined by Mexoren's Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Alejandro Manzo, and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Eduardo Locas, both of whom will discuss the company's performance. Also on the call is Mr. Eduardo Limon, Mexoren's Investor Relations Officer. I would now like to turn the call over to your host, Mr. Alejandro Manzo. Please go ahead.
Good morning and welcome to our fourth quarter 2019 conference call. I would like to start with an overview of our fourth quarter and fiscal year 2019 results, then delve into our strategy, new initiatives, and outlook for the future. Overall, we are very pleased with how the year ended. Our operating profit grew sharply as financial margins expanded and demand for our key products increased. In the absence of last year's non-recurring non-cash financial expenses, we posted a net profit in the quarter of 88 million pesos. Our asset quality remained stable at about 5%, and recovery rates on non-performing leases were high. Our capital ratios remained robust and liquidity levels high. With interest rates falling, the peso stable, UCMCA to be approved, business confidence is likely to recover further going in 2020, putting us in a good position to continue growing our portfolio and improving earnings and margins going into this year. We have already begun to see evidence of this as the year got off to a very good start. Operating income in the fourth quarter increased 96% from fourth quarter 2018, ending at 98 million pesos, while the margin rose by 10.7 percentage points to 23.8%. For the full year, operating income went up to 124% to 302 million pesos versus 2018, with a margin improvement of about 10.5 percentage points. For the full year, our total portfolio rose by 47% versus 2018, while our non-performing grades were stable at 5.3% of the portfolio. Moreover, our recovery rates were high, so that the actual loss was near 1% of the portfolio. The net profit of 88 million reached in the fourth quarter largely offset the accumulated loss in the previous quarter. In the fourth quarter of 2019, Mexoren grew its portfolio across the board and expanded geographically after we opened a new office in Monterrey to better develop customers in the north of Mexico. Going into 2020, we see plenty of growth opportunities ahead, given under-penetration of leasing in key sectors and continued room for geographical diversification. We now expect that the net proceeds of the third quarter 2019 300 million bond offering will be fully deployed in the coming months, actually ahead of schedule. As fourth quarter of 2019, we have already deployed 55% after prepayments of liabilities. This implies that the negative carry of holding a large cash position that impacted our profitability in 2019 will be over by the end of 2020, and by 2021, we will be seeing the full impact of the larger Mexoren on margins and profitability. Mexoren is actively testing digital platforms alternatives to better connect with existing and potential clients and improve the efficiency of its operations. As a matter of fact, we are already operational with certain vendors. Our end goal for this initiative is always customer-oriented as to reduce customer response time improve feedback, and better market our services. Such technological investments will also increase the scalability of our business model, translating into higher operating margins as we grow, and more of these initiatives will be announced during this year. On October 31st, DocuFormas merged with its subsidiaries to form MexaRent. We launched a highly successful marketing campaign to promote our new name and company and improve our image in the market. We believe this merger and rebranding will give the company a stronger position to reach new clients, and we are already seeing evidence of that. We're also developing loyalty programs for recurring high-quality customers that comes with lower rates, allowing the savings from lower customer acquisition costs and a strong asset quality to be transferred to the end client, and create long-term, high-value relationships for both sides. MexaRent began developing an environmental and social risk management system, called SARAS in Spanish, during the second half of 2019. This system aims to identify, evaluate, and monitor socio-environmental risk in the financing business, while placing a focus on sustainability for new and existing clients. The SARAS model is based on the best practices outlined by IFC performance standards. The system took effect earlier this month, and we believe it will bring positive opportunities for our portfolio and the Mexican business landscape, and also help us contribute to society. Overall, our earnings net of one-time effects for 2019 exceeded our expectations. Our outlook for 2020 remains positive, as high-quality originations continue to be converted and our margins improve as scale brings down operational costs as a percentage of revenues. With this, I will now like to hand over the call to Abelardo, our CFO, who will go over our fourth quarter and yearly results in more detail.
Thank you, Alejandro, and to everyone for joining us today. Moving on to our financials, as Alex mentioned, our quarterly results exceeded expectations. Fourth quarter 19 revenues grew by 7.7% to 415 million pesos and by 9.2% for the full year, ending at 1.47 billion pesos, affected by the company's decision to largely exit equipment financing over 2019. Our net income was positive for the quarter at 89 million pesos, compared to a loss of 11 million pesos in fourth quarter and 18. For the year, net income registered a loss of 8.7 million pesos compared to a gain of 167 million pesos in 2018. As previously mentioned, the loss in net income was mostly attributable to negative carry and the non-recurring financial expenses related to the 2022 bond repayments and unwinding of corresponding derivatives. As demonstrated by our improved margins, MexaRent is focusing on more profitable business lines. For this reason, we largely exited equipment financing that fell to 2 million pesos for the quarter, from 52 million pesos for the year, and 432 million in 2018. We are confident that this will lead to a higher quality and more profitable business over the long term. Fourth quarter gross profit increased by 21.9%, reaching 164 million for the quarter, while gross margins improved from 35% to 39.6% compared to same quarter last year. For full year, 2019 gross profit increased 56% to 595 million, and gross margin ended at 40.3%. Operating income for the quarter increased 96.2% from fourth quarter to 18, ending at 98 million pesos, while gross margin improved by 10.7 percentage points. For the year, operating income went up 124% to 302 million pesos since 2018, with a margin improvement of 10.5 percentage points. The margins were boosted by effective cost control aim at leveraging our operating platform and the benefits of scale. Interest expense for the quarter increased as leverage rose. It went from 133 million pesos in fourth quarter 18 to 199 million and 554 million pesos in 2018 to 641 million by the year end 2019. Despite a contracting economy, SME asset-backed lending continued to grow in Mexico, underlining the appeal of our key product. Total portfolio value reached 8.5 billion pesos, a 47% increase compared to last year. The consumer goods manufacturing sector represented the plurality of our portfolio at 34%, followed closely by the industrial sector at 31%. Mexico City continues to be where our portfolio is mostly based at 37%. The state of Mexico grew to 29% and 34% from a combination of other states, underlining our geographic diversity. In addition, NPLs remained at a stable level of about 5.3% of our total loan book, showing that we can continue to grow our portfolio rapidly without sacrificing its quality. By staying in contact with new clients, our team can spot credit risks early on and address any possible NPL contributions by reassessing leasing obligations and renegotiating the terms of contract while improving the collateral position. Total assets in 2019 grew 3.5 billion pesos since 2018, ending at 10.7 billion pesos. Cash and cash equivalents amounted to a high 2.1 billion pesos. This figure is expected to decrease as proceeds from the 2024 bond continue to be allocated. Total liabilities at the end of the year increased 62% compared to the previous year, reaching 9.3 billion pesos, and the gross financial leverage fell to 5.7 times at the closing of the year from 6.7 times in the third quarter of 2019. Taking into account net cash, our net financial leverage was 4.2 times. The leverage ratio will continue to decrease as retained earnings grow and funds from the bond are deployed. The negative carry effects from the 2024 bond issuance will largely be contained to 2019 and have reduced implications in the first half of 2020. As you will be aware, S&P and Fitch put our credit rating on negative watch following the non-recurring losses reported in our third quarter 19 numbers. These losses are explained by one-off non-cash financial costs related to the new bond offering and closing out of related derivative positions on our previous bond and negative carry. As the fourth quarter numbers show, the one-off financial losses are now behind us, and we are fast deploying proceeds from the bond, alleviating the margin pressure. In addition, our core business is doing very well. As the solid price performance of our bond since July suggests, we are confident that we will hit the financial targets that our rating agencies track going forward. As a consequence of our liability management exercise in 2019, we have a positive liquidity breach, with 75% of our debt coming due in 2024. This concludes my remarks. Thanks you all for listening. I am now going to hand the call back to the operator for the Q&A.
Thank you. At this time, we'll be conducting a question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you'd like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. Our first question comes from Nicolas Riva with Bank of America. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. I have two questions. The first one on capital. The equity to loans ratio, you know, has continued to decline in recent quarters. It hit 16% this quarter. If we go back before you made the capital increase in 2018, it was around 14%. So my question is, how are you thinking about capital for this year? If you're thinking about doing a capital increase this year. And the second question on loan growth, you mentioned you haven't yet used all the proceeds from the 2024 bond. You expect to do so in coming months. What's the guidance for loan growth this year? And also, what would be the cash levels that you would like to run the company with? Right now you have about 2 billion pesos in cash, but before, you know, in the past, before issuing the 2024, you were running about 1 billion pesos in cash. So what would be the level of cash you would like to run with? Thanks.
Thank you, Nicolas. Well, in terms of the capital going forward, we believe that as we continue the successful deployment of the resource from the bond, and you know the net income associated to this new portfolio flows through our income statement, through our equity portion, that will in time reduce the capital ratios you just mentioned, and obviously if there is the need to raise capital, we'll analyze it, but our thinking is that internal equity generation is going to be the best way to go. In terms of portfolio growth, we believe portfolio is going to be growing around 20 to 25% this year. And finally, in terms of cash, we will leave around 500 million pesos. That's kind of like the level, cash level that we feel it's the right level to hold in our balance sheet, given our growth estimates, our capital requirements every month.
Okay, so Alejandro, one follow-up. So on loan growth, you do expect a slowdown from last year, no? Because last year you grew 47%, you're guiding for 20 to 25, and some of that is just coming from using the proceeds of the bond, so you do expect some slowdown in loan growth this year.
Yeah, and mainly the reason is that our typical transaction is 36 months. So obviously, as your portfolio grows, the runoff of your portfolio is larger every year. So just to maintain the portfolio level, you need to increase your origination. So we'll leave at 20 to 25%. That's a stable number.
Okay, thanks very much, Alejandro.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. There are no further questions at this time. At this point, I'd like to turn the call back to Alejandro Manzo for closing comments.
Well, thank you all for joining us today. Please feel free to reach out to us if you have any additional questions or concerns. We truly appreciate your interest in Mexorent and look forward to speaking with you soon. Thank you all. Bye.
This concludes today's call. You may now disconnect.